To get a feel for the book, Joe Carson shared a description of one of the collection's novellas.
It's called Pulp 73. Drug, sex, and rock and roll. George substitutes booze and jazz into the counterculture battle cry, but he's just fine with the sex part as he battles through the 70s in his Bible Belt, Ohio home.
Like all the collection's work, the piece is fiction, but it's
about a struggling young writer. Can't imagine who I'd base that upon.
The rest of the book's stories include titles like Martini, Fishtail, Roy Rogers 30 Feet Tall, Gun, Conclave, and one based in Juneau titled
Ixt, I-X-T, which is a Tlingit word for a shaman, or I think some people have translated that into English as a prophet. But anyway, it's a spiritual leader in the Tlingit community. And the story, which takes place in Juneau, has a Tlingit myth that kind of runs through the whole story. It's got a lot of flavor of Southeast in it. As a matter of fact, I think there's salmon right in the first paragraph, and I think the last paragraph of the novel. But it is an adventure story, a wild one, so it's sort of, I don't know, sex, violence, and salmon.
Carson, who describes his age as over 50, is a retired woodworker who now works as a musician and substitute teacher and writes a blog called The Carson Report that is largely nonfiction commentary on politics and religion. But his passion is with the short story.
I write mostly short fiction, which is a bit of a challenge. Novelists very often talk about how they just throw some characters out there and see what happens. But when you're writing short fiction, it's a little bit more controlled than that, I think. And I tell people that my stories are, to me, they're more like discoveries than inventions, because they come to me with a beginning, a middle, and an end. I get the whole thing. And very often I'm writing, I get the end first, and I'm just sort of writing towards that.
Despite his love for short fiction, Carson says his next project is nonfiction, a memoir-like book called Manifesto. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.